This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're tuned into the Market Podcast. Yes, it's Friday and I have with me Money Control editor Santosh Nair, who's going to tell you all about what happened in the past week and what to look forward to in the upcoming week. Welcome to the show, Santosh.
Thank you, Jerome. Pleasure to be here.
So, Santosh, a truncated week, and the week before that, we heard about bank mergers. What really happened in the past 4 days?
So, Jerome, it was quite a volatile week. The news of the bank, the state-owned bank's merger, mm-hmm. was clearly overshadowed by the bad news on the GDP front, mm-hmm. with growth falling to a near six-year low.
Right.
The things are looking quite dire at this point in time. So that's what has the market very worried. So the whole news about the bank mergers just overlooked. Market did recover some of the losses towards the end of the week.
Okay.
But the sentiment still remains bearish because the news coming from the economy is still weak.
All right.
There are clear signs that the slowdown could probably get even worse. The rupee hit an all-time low earlier this week. Well, that is good for some sectors like IT, to an extent pharma, which earn their revenues in dollars.
Right.
By and large, a weak rupee is not a good thing for the economy.
Right.
Foreign funds are pulling out money.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, on the global front, you had some bit of stability after US and China said that they would resume trade talks mm-hmm. in October. Mm-hmm. So that helped sentiment a bit.
Okay.
But otherwise, things could have probably gotten even worse. Foreign funds sold close to about 4,000 odd crore worth of shares this week. The only saving grace is that local mutual funds are still getting a steady flow of money from the domestic investors. But it's not a pretty picture out there right now.
All right. Santosh, foreign funds continue to pull out money despite the government waiving off the surcharge. Quite surprising there.
Well, not really, Jerome. They don't just... favorable tax structure is not the only reason why foreign funds invest in a country.
Right.
They have to be convinced that they stand a chance of making good returns on their investments.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, if the returns from two markets are the same and one has a better tax structure, then probably foreign investors would go to that market. But mm-hmm. just because you have a slightly better start, and it's not an incentive really. You see, nothing has really changed. They first put a tax and then they withdrew it.
Right.
So it's not as if they've rolled out a red carpet for the foreign funds. So things haven't really changed for them. Besides, you have the outlook on the economy, which is quite bearish. Earnings are not expected to pick up anytime soon.
Okay.
So clearly it is wait and watch.
Okay.
Though this is the time when you should be going around identifying good stocks to put money in because nobody wants to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the smart investors would have already started nibbling at stocks little by little.
Right.
But at the same time, it's unlikely that this market will run up anytime soon.
Right. So we had auto numbers coming in. Anything about that?
Well, the auto sector is the one which is making the maximum noise. The industry leaders are telling the government that things are pretty dire. There's talk about 1 million jobs being lost. The numbers that came in for August were also pretty bad. Most of the leading car companies have continued to see a steep decline in sales. But this is the case with most other sectors. The auto
okay.
sector is the one which has been most vocal about its problems. But other sectors too are facing a lot of stress. So if you look across the board, most industries are facing stress at this point.
All right. And what about the economy front? Any data revealed in the past week?
So the services purchasing managers index declined to 52.4 in August
mm-hmm.
From July's year high of 53.8. It's still above the 50 mark. Okay. It's only when it slips below 50 that there's a real cause for concern.
Okay.
Manufacturing PMI also fell to a 15-month low of 51.4 in August. So mm-hmm. no good news really out there.
All right.
The only bit of positive news, if you could say so, is that global rating agency Moody's has upgraded its outlook on Punjab National Bank.
Okay.
Now, Punjab National Bank will merge with OBC and United Bank of India.
Mm-hmm.
So the rating has been upgraded from it's been upgraded to positive from stable.
All right. What about the steel sector and any capital infusion expected?
So for JSW Steel, there is some good news in the sense that NCLT has approved the company's proposal to acquire debt-ridden Bhushan Power and Steel for close to about 20,000 crore. But it comes at a time when the entire steel sector is in the doldrums.
Right.
So it's hard to say how JSW Steel would look at it. Of course, some time back it was keen on the acquisition, but at this point in time, when things are not looking so great,
right,
one's not sure if this is a blessing or a curse.
Okay, even Tata Steel shutting down two of its plants in the UK, I'm sure that the steel sector is indeed, like, you know, in doldrums. And anything else you would like to stress on? Anything else you would want our listeners to know about?
There is clearly, as I mentioned earlier also, the auto sector captains are pushing the government to do something for the sector. What the government can do at this point, it remains to be seen, because just tax cuts alone may not necessarily do the trick. Because, Jerome, you also have to understand that for a decision like buying a car and all, you know, it also depends on the outlook on the job market.
Right.
So if you're confident that your salary will be going up, that's when you decide to buy a car or a bike.
Right.
But if you're not sure, then, you know, just because a car or a bike is cheaper doesn't necessarily mean that you will go
right
and buy it. Same is the case in the commercial vehicle sector also. There is just no demand. So even if you announced things like accelerated depreciation and all, it really doesn't influence a trucker's decision to add more capacity when he doesn't see the demand for them.
All
so
right,
these things will take some time to play out.
All right. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman would be talking today. I hope there are some good announcements for the auto sector, definitely to boost jobs as well.
So, Jerome, the RBI in its annual report has mentioned that the problems that the economy is grappling with, many of them are structural in nature. So that needs some very deep reforms.
Okay.
Reforms relating to land,
okay,
labor, capital.
Okay.
It's not something the government can fix overnight.
Okay.
Even if you initiate some of those reforms right now, those will take some time before they start showing results.
Okay.
So the government may make some announcement. At best, what it can do is lift sentiment.
Okay.
It cannot change things overnight.
Okay.
So, but at this point, you need a mix of everything, because a lot of the damage is also done by weak sentiment. So that is probably what the government is trying to address at this point. You make some announcement and probably hope that, you know, people also spend. So that's what the government is trying to do
right
at this point. Whether it will have a lasting impact on the market, that remains to be seen.
All right. Santosh, what about the upcoming week? What are the key events that we need to watch out for?
So you have the IIP data for July, which
right
is coming out. Next week again is truncated one,
okay,
because markets will be closed on Tuesday. There's the CPI inflation data again on September 12th. So none of these numbers are going to really surprise. I mean, after the GDP shocker, everyone knows pretty much how bad things are. And these are also historical data in that sense. So to a large extent, this has been discounted by the market. Not that the market may really react to any news.
Okay.
What the market will be looking for is some policy announcement from the government, the kind of noises that the government makes.
Okay.
That's something the market will be focused on. Then also how the global markets do, plus and how oil prices move. So okay, these are some of the factors which will influence.
All right. So we are expecting volatility in the coming week, I'm guessing.
It will be volatile for some time.
All right.
Looks like it.
Santosh, thank you so much for your valuable insights.
Pleasure, Jerome.
Now, get access to India's fastest growing financial subscription service, Money Control Pro, for as little as ₹599 for 1 year. Use the code GETPRO. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research and insights, and analysis from the intersection of business, economy, politics, and policy. For more information, check out the Money Control Pro website or mobile app.
With that, we wrap this episode of the Market Podcast. In case you have any queries and you'd want Santosh to address them, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.